This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Election Commission has revised the schedule for the ongoing second phase of Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of electoral rolls in 6 states and union territories. As per the revised schedule, Tamil Nadu and Gujarat will now complete the exercise by the 14th of this month. The deadline for Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and the Andaman and Nicobar Islands has been extended to the 18th of this month, while the deadline for Uttar Pradesh has been extended to the 26th of this month. The publication dates for the draft electoral roll have also been revised. The Commission noted that the enumeration period for Goa, Gujarat, Lakshadweep, Rajasthan and West Bengal ends today. Draft electoral rolls for these states and UTs will be published on the 16th of this month. The Rajya Sabha held a discussion on electoral reforms today. Participating in the debate, BJP leader Sudhanshu Trivedi said India is the mother of democracy. He accused the Congress of not giving due consideration to electoral reforms during its tenure, adding that the party does not understand that votes are earned through deep bonds and trust. Questioning the Congress's allegations regarding electronic voting machines, he pointed out that EVMs were introduced during the tenure of former Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi. Earlier initiating the discussion, Congress MP Ajay Makan raised concerns about the Election Commission, alleging that it has not released CCTV footage from polling booths. He said the Commission must restore its credibility, warning that any loss of trust could weaken democratic institutions. 21 people from Assam are feared dead in Arunachal Pradesh, bordering China, after a truck carrying 22 workers fell off a cliff in Anjaw district. Till the filing of this report, 14 dead bodies have been recovered. The Indian Army, NDRF, SDRF, GREF and District Administration has launched a search and rescue operation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the tragedy and wish for the speedy recovery of the injured. He also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund for the next of kin of each deceased and 50,000 rupees for the injured. In West Bengal, a complaint has been filed by Bholanath Ghosh, a key witness in the CBI case against arrested and suspended TMC leader Sheikh Shah Jahan of Sandesh Khali at the Rajbari outpost in North 24 Parganas. Ghosh was critically injured yesterday in a road accident that killed his younger son and his driver while they were travelling to Borsirhat court to testify in a case related to Shah Jahan. After lodging the complaint, Mr. Ghosh claimed the attack was planned by Sheikh Shah Jahan and executed by his associates. Chief Election Commissioner of Bangladesh, CEC AMM Nasiruddin, on Thursday evening unveiled the full schedule for Bangladesh's 13th national parliamentary election, announcing that the country will go to the polls on the 12th of February next year. A referendum on implementing the July National Charter will be held on the same day. In a televised address, the CEC detailed the timeline for the electoral process, marking the most significant political milestone since the interim government led by Professor Muhammad Yunus assumed office on the 8th of August 2024. In Pakistan, amid growing tensions within the military establishment, particularly between Field Marshal Asim Munir and factions aligned with former intelligence officials, a military court today sentenced former Inter-Services Intelligence Chief Faiz Hamid to 14 years in prison. In squash, India emerged as the top performer in the pool stage of the World Squash Championship in Chennai, finishing with the highest overall points among all groups. In Pool B, India led with 8 points, while Switzerland and Korea followed with 2 points each. In Pool C, Malaysia topped the table with 7 points ahead of Australia with 4 and Poland with 1. Egypt dominated Pool D with 7 points, followed by Japan with 5, while Iran has yet to score. In men's cricket, India have won the toss and elected to field against South Africa in the second T20 international of the 5-match series. South Africa were 123 for 2 in 12.1 overs when reports last came in from Maharaja Yadavendra Singh International Cricket Stadium, Bolanpur in New Chandigarh. The hosts had won the first match by 101 runs at Barabati Stadium in Cuttack on Tuesday. And with that, we end this news bulletin.